I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And if you missed the first hour, it'll be available on our archives shortly after the show. You're not going to want to miss it. And speaking of the archives, they're available for a mere $1.33 a month, less than a cup of coffee. And you can order yours by calling 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, business hours, 9 to 6 Central. And don't forget, next week, the clocks change. Well, Annie, I don't know about you, but I'm catching my breath after that first hour.
Yes, I really like his world view. People have to understand it's the whole world that's in this problem. It's not just us. But hopefully we can do something to lead us out of it.
Well, we've had Mike on a number of times before, but when he spoke about World War III, I have never heard that kind of conviction in his voice before. I found it very upsetting, troubling, and I appreciate his candor. But, Andy, I'm afraid he's right. I've been saying for the last few years the only way that we're going to come out of this is with a war. And I'm afraid that we're hearing these same sentiments echoed by the LaRouche Group. And, again, that is the LaRouchePack.com. And I'd encourage everyone to go up there. Well, Annie, we've got another hour, I think, of what's going to be some stunning revelations as we connect the dots on the surveillance grid. And joining us is Brandon Smith. And Brandon wrote a really interesting article that caught my attention late in the summer or early in the fall. And we have Brandon on to talk to us about the surveillance state whose web is becoming increasingly tight around us, almost like a noose. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for joining us on this Sunday night. And you know that the powers that be are listening, with the FBI putting out contracts to record every talk show.
Yes, yes, they are. Definitely.
Well, let me let you talk a little bit about your background and what got you interested in this. And I know you run what I might characterize as a bartering site. Is that a fair characterization?
Yes, we focus on barter, but I also do a lot of macroeconomic analysis, and then I branch out into other subjects such as government surveillance, health, and other issues.
Yeah, the article you wrote, the title is really, really catching. It just, why criminal government spy on citizens? I noticed you start off by characterizing our government as criminal. How long have you had that view?
Well, up until 2004, I was sort of a diehard Democrat, believe it or not. And I suppose around the 2004 elections is when I started to wake up to what was really going on. I had studied macroeconomics since 99. I knew a lot about World Bank, the IMF, and other entities like them. But I wasn't really privy to the whole picture until I read G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That sort of completed the circle for me, opened up my eyes to a lot of issues. From then on, I saw globalist institutions as and the two major parties as sort of one entity, one institution. And
as do we.
Yes.
As and, do we here.
And a lot of issues that I saw as random started to make more sense to me. The dots started to connect for me, and I realized that what we
come
were...
Back, we're going to have to go to the break here, but we come back, we're going to let you connect some of these dots, and we'll be back with Brandon Smith after a word from our sponsors and connect the dots of this tightening surveillance grid.
Hey, honey,
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our special guest is Brandon Smith, and joining us on our news line is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And as we went to the break, our guest was sharing what led him to believe that Americans are being increasingly subjected to an ever-invasive surveillance grid. So, Brandon, go ahead and pick it up there.
Sure. Essentially, I woke up in 2004. I started to realize that the two-party system was an illusion. Really, both parties were representing less than 1% of our population, and the rest were sort of left to languish socially and politically. And so when I say that our government is criminal, I mean that quite literally, because when a government stops representing the wishes of the people and only represents an elite minority, then it's no longer legally viable as an institution. So therefore, it's criminal. So I don't think it's outlandish to say to come to that conclusion.
Well, Annie and I completely share that opinion that this government does not represent the majority, and they're increasingly surveilling us. And let's get into some of those arguments for surveillance. Like, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you mind if the government listens to every phone call with their computers, knows every keystroke on your computer, tracks every email, fax, whatever? Why should we care?
Right. This is the most common argument for government surveillance. And it's really built on a sort of a circular brand of faulty logic. Really, whether you or I have something to hide or not is ultimately none of the government's business unless they can provide probable cause, and that's an issue that's dealt with directly in the Fourth Amendment. You know, that's why the Fourth Amendment exists. It's none of the government's, basically it's none of the government's business if you or I are up to something, unless they can provide evidence that we are. In a
Wait a minute. I went to the cemetery a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
To pay respects to a loved one, but nearby I paid my respects to the Fourth Amendment in spirit. It's dead and buried. George Bush
right.
said it's just a gosh darn piece of paper, to paraphrase his language. What makes you think that the Fourth Amendment is viable and Americans should still believe in it?
Well, I think in especially in times like these, we need the Constitution more than ever. The argument against the Constitution, especially in times of crisis, is always that it's too restrictive to government. It keeps government from protecting us in times of disaster or national emergency. The Constitution wasn't created just for times of peace and prosperity and ease. The Constitution was created specifically for times of crisis to make sure that the government was reined in and that people's freedoms were protected. That whole argument that, well, times of crisis, you know, require extreme measures, that's complete nonsense, and that was never what the Founding Fathers intended as far as our constitutional republic.
Well, yeah, I mean, let me just use as an example here. Let's talk about the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, and their unwarranted body searches, body scanners, and now in Annie's home state of Tennessee, they're going to be searching trick-or-treaters. It was in the news on Friday. I mean, what could be the possible justification for searching trick-or-treaters?
Well, there is none. You know, the TSA's mandate is so, I mean, the language of their mandate is so broad that I suppose the government could try to justify it as being a part of transportation, you know, searching cars or searching, I mean, how far does that go? I guess it could go to searching people on the sidewalk, you know. There's no justification, but the psychology behind it makes a lot of sense because in a burgeoning police state, this is always what happens throughout history. There's a sort of tiptoe towards you know, total control, and so they condition us slowly. You know, first it's pat downs at the airport, then it's pat downs at the bus station or the train station, then it's pat downs, you know, on the sidewalks or searches of our vehicles. You know, it's always in steps. So this move in Tennessee, the I believe they're calling it the Viper program, you know, which is rather evil sounding to begin with. This is all a part of the program of totalitarianism that's been implemented in every police state in history.
You think it's an incremental conditioning process, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the state, and we'll do with you what we want because you are our slave.
Right, and it's always tested in one state at a time. You'll see, as in what we saw in Indiana with their Supreme Court ruling that a warrant is not absolutely necessary for a police officer to enter your home. You know, that's an issue that, you know, harkens back to the days of the Revolutionary War and the idea that British soldiers could, you know, procure your living quarters for their own use whenever they wanted. The idea here is not to make you safe or make you feel safe. The idea here is to essentially tell the populace, show the populace who's the boss, who owns you and who owns your property? Not you. You don't own your property, not if an authority figure can walk in off the street and come into your home at any time he wants. So it's really about putting us in our place.
Well, this goes beyond property. In fact, let me throw another one at you here that Annie and I have brought up in our news segment before. Next year, the NFL is partnering with TSA to do enhanced pat-downs before you can come into the stadium.
Yes.
You've heard that, too?
Yes, I have. The See Something, Say Something program is really just, that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you or your listeners look into something called the Empowering Local Partners to Prevent Violent Extremism paper released by the White House, that goes even further, where they're now moving into local communities, chambers of commerce, city councils. They're asking these groups essentially to promote citizen spying.
Are you talking about InfraGuard?
InfraGuard is a little different. If you look into if your readers or your listeners just type in empowering local partners to prevent violent extremism, this is a paper released by the White House. They're taking See Something, Say Something from a national level, and they're focusing it down into each specific town and city. They want city councils essentially to begin implementing See Something, Say Something programs locally. And that includes essentially citizen spies, where you have your city See Something, Say Something council. Town members or city members go in and make an anonymous accusation or they see something that worries them, so they make a report, and then it goes from there to through the council to fusion centers, to DHS, to FBI. So this is happening. This is happening right now. It sounds like something out of 1984 or Fahrenheit 451, but this is very real.
Well, Brandon, it seems to me that there's all of these programs that they want to put in force, and they're choosing different states to be their test subjects.
Yes.
Okay, we'll try this here. We'll try that there. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like I call it the scattershot strategy. Basically, they know they can't get away with everything at once. So what they do is they say they have 100 different programs they want to implement eventually all together. What they do is they test one out in each state or a couple in each state. They test a few in this city, a few in that city. Curfews here, GPS surveillance there, and sometimes they get caught, right? And sometimes they don't. Sometimes their legislation slips through, or their activities slip through. So they just test whatever they can to see what will accept as a nation.
That's I do agree that there's a conditioning, there's a testing. They look for pushback, but there are clear objectives beyond the simple how far can we go. I mean, they're determining now how far they're going to go. And let me just throw this out to you, and I'll probably have to let you finish the answer on the other side. But in the InfraGuard program, in times of, quote, national emergency, the InfraGuard members are allowed to assassinate other private citizens. Now, these are private citizens legally justified to assassinate other private citizens. It's been written about. It's been in the mainstream media. This local spies program you're talking about, do you know if they have the same opportunity to do the same thing?
That's not mentioned in the paper that the White House released, but I would assume that eventually that same program would link with InfraGuard.
Okay. Well, I bet it does, too, because it sounds just like it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back more with Brandon Smith on the other side of these messages.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
That's why I speak!
Our guest for this hour is Brandon Smith, and we're talking about the ever-increasing presence of the surveillance state. Before we go back to Brandon, let me just remind everybody that we still have bumper stickers available. $10 per 100. Help RBN spread the word of freedom. You could obtain yours by calling with a credit card during business hours, 9 to 6 Central, Monday through Friday, 1-800-724-2719. We're also going to open the phone lines for your participation. Call to be a part of the show, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to Brandon. Brandon, the reason I keep going back to InfraGuard is because the program you're describing with the citizen spies is identical to the one. And here's what concerns me. I'm a talk show host. I'm decidedly anti-Obama, and I was anti-Bush administration. This is when I really woke up and I realized how bad things were getting. And if there were, quote, a declared emergency, I could be taken out as someone who would be spreading dangerous ideas. And so, therefore, I think anyone who's engaged in listening to talk shows like this, calling talk shows like this, where the FBI is now recording, the Federal Reserve is creating a friends and foe list, I think that all of us who participate in expressing our First Amendment rights to be discontented against the mega banks that have run this country into the ground by plundering our money. We're all at risk from this, aren't we?
Well, yes, we are. I suppose government cataloging really has been ongoing for decades. It became most prominent during World War II, especially during the internment of Japanese American citizens by FDR. But now we're looking at just a whole new plethora of technological advancements that are far beyond really anything that George Orwell could have imagined, I believe. You know, you mentioned the Federal Reserve monitoring its opponents, and that's something that's really startling to me. I write a lot about the Federal Reserve, and one of their primary arguments for their existence has always been, well, we need a private central bank which is separate from government and has its independence, so that organization can act objectively to determine the best course for the economy. Ironically, though, now the Fed is monitoring, through a new program, monitoring all the political opinions of people from, you know, Facebook to radio shows to websites like mine. They're monitoring these opinions, cataloging them, and keeping track of who their political opponents are. Well, if they're supposed to be so politically independent, then why do they care so much about what all of us are saying? Why are they cataloging?
Well, I agree. And they're not even part of the government. So who gave them the right to surveil anybody?
Exactly.
They're not part of the government structure. They have no national security need to know who's criticizing them. I mean, these people who have turned our dollar into something that's worth about 3.5 cents, who the heck are they to tell anybody that you're against us, you're for us, and, boy, you better watch out. It's nothing but sheer intimidation, because they don't want the people to rise up and to join the End the Fed movement. And this is all about their own survival, isn't it?
Right. And if they were truly objective, then they would have no interest whatsoever in what you or I have to say about them. But that's not the case, is it?
Well, yeah, let me go to the head of the list here for them very quickly here. You're a bunch of thieves. You'd sell your mother down the river if it was to make a nickel. You have plundered this country. The six mega banks who make you up and the industries that you've wrecked, the lives that you've ruined, you should be tried for treason and treated accordingly. And we should do to the bankers in the Federal Reserve what we would have done to Benedict Arnold had we caught him and tried him for treason. There we go. I just went to near the top of the list. So
exactly.
I'm so glad I could be surveilled. Okay. And by the way, the FBI just recorded me, and so I'm probably somewhere on their list too. And I'm sure this will put me on the no-fly list. You've heard about that, right? We talked about that in our news segment, where now they have pre-screening. Have you come across this?
Pre-screening, I don't know. I haven't flown recently, so I don't know if I'm on that list or not. But
no, this just broke on Friday. Show an ID. It's being test marketed in 4 cities right now, but soon to come to every airport. You show an ID. They have data mined us all under the Patriot Act to such an extent that by the time you get to the end of this tunnel, they determine whether or not you're going to go on an airplane or face questioning or simply be turned away without a refund.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that I'm definitely not shocked by that. And that's that makes me sad that I'm not shocked by that. I wish we lived in a world where that was, just came as an astonishment. But really, we're living in a world where that's become par for the course.
Well, you know who Mr. Wolf is, don't you?
Mr. Wolf?
I'll be more specific. The man who headed the East German Stasi that was contracted to set up Homeland Security. Should we be surprised at any of this?
Right. Yeah, it's, if you go back and study the burgeoning totalitarian systems in Nazi Germany, in the Soviet Union, in China.
I'm
you're
sorry,
going
we're
to see
have to hold it right there. I'm sorry, we missed a a music prompt. And I apologize, Brandon. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll open it up for your phone calls and let Brandon finish his point. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back. Our guest is Brandon Smith, and I'm Brandon. I apologize. We had to abruptly go to break. Go ahead and finish your point, please.
Sure. I was just saying that if you look back at the history of dictatorships, especially throughout the last century, really you see the exact same pattern of control moves, control legislation that we're seeing in America right now. And I'd also like to point out that surveillance in itself really is not about control in a traditional sense. What surveillance is about is making you and I afraid to speak our minds because of what might happen, what may happen to us. It's all about causing us to self-censor. So when you see surveillance begin to grow within your society, really what you should do is get louder. Scream your views in their face. That's what you should be doing, not silencing yourself.
I agree, but I also have a slightly alternative take as well. I agree with your first assessment, but I believe also when I see the Fed and the FBI and now the Congress attempting to take away free speech on the Internet, when I see these East-Stasi German type of programs coming into being, I think of death camps. I think of data mining for death camps. Anyway, let's go out to the phones and welcome Johnny from Kansas to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Johnny. Thanks for your patience. Hello, Johnny. Are you with us?
Yeah. Hope you all are having a wonderfully blessed weekend.
Well, we are, and if I get off the air tonight and still have my blood pressure up like it is, I think a beer might relax me. But go ahead, Johnny. What's on your mind?
Well, we've got a couple of points out here. Are you all aware of the Rod Class movement that's coming up out of North Carolina?
Brandon?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What movement?
Rod Class.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
That's a gentleman in North Carolina that has forced the issue in court and actually has a judgment on a case that declares all of our public officials as private entities. Read that, private contractors.
Oh, my, yes. That gets
sort
into
like,
libel and slander.
Sort of like corporations.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They are.
No, but it has a different take. Johnny, let me cut in here and say this
go
very
ahead.
Quickly. Libel and slander does not apply to most public officials. I can criticize the governor of my state. I can criticize the president of our country and not fear being sued as long as what I'm saying, I reasonably believe that it's true. But if these are private individuals and they can attempt to show any kind of harm, political, financial, social, then we could be sued under libel laws if they declare these public officials to be private officials.
Well, sure. And that club swings both ways. That's what Rod is out there teaching the people, is how to wield your club with effectiveness. To go against them in the same manner. Hold them accountable for their actions. And it's specifically on right to be an American. All of our rights that are given to us by our Creator, and not allowing these public officials to step in as an intermediary between us. You follow me?
Johnny, yes, I do, but did you hear the first hour of the show when we had Mike Billington on, and he said how long he thought we had until we have A, either a financial collapse, or B, a war, or C, both?
Well, I'm well aware of our position, absolutely. I've been in the fight in just almost my whole life. But I haven't really been able to get the information under me except for about the last 5 years. All of a sudden, this information is just being dumped in our laps. But ironically, you have to be online. You've got to have the internet access to get it. And they're slowly starting to close them roads like they've done out in the state parks, removing the people from their public lands. There was another court case that come up here just a couple of months ago. In the Supreme Court, they had a lady up, and it was Bond versus the United States. And they were actually holding her under terrorism charges because of some personal problems that she was having within her marriage. And she got them to actually state that that law does not apply to the common American out there on the land.
Are you talking about the Military Commissions Act, where if the government accuses you of being a terrorist, they can hold you incommunicado without trial, without a lawyer, without any kind of contact with the outside world?
Right. And it comes into the Patriot Act. It comes in because the Commissions Act was tied into the Patriot Act. You can squash them both right there with that determination in the Supreme Court.
Okay. Those are two good descriptions. Let's go back to our guest, Brandon Smith. And Brandon, what's your reaction to what our caller is saying?
Well, there are all kinds of legislation floating around that could be implemented in the event of another crisis or, say, another 9/11. This is exactly what happened back after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was made up of pieces of legislation. Very, very despotic pieces of legislation that had been floating around Congress for years and years, and they got 9/11, and then they had their chance to implement them all at once. One thing I would keep in mind are pieces of legislation like the Enemy Belligerence Act, which was put forward by McCain and Lieberman, that completely suspends habeas corpus and allows the government to detain you without trial, without representation, and without giving you any kind of timeline for when you will receive a trial. There are a lot of pieces of legislation like this floating around that I believe will be implemented in the event of another crisis, quote unquote.
The government must really be secure in their belief that they can quell a rebellion, because what will cause people to get in the streets, in my opinion, will be a financial collapse. When parents can no longer put food on the table for their kids, they're going to grab the pitchforks and take to the streets. And this is what they're causing to happen by the unbridled control over the megabanks, these foreign megabanks over our country. They're really confident they can put us down, aren't they?
I believe they are, but I also believe they suffer from quite a bit of hubris. So, you know, those people tend to overestimate their strength. One thing I think they have, or they think they have in their corner, is the U.S. military. And in the event of an economic collapse, if we are not prepared, if we don't have our own systems in place to insulate us, then I could see a lot of military men and women who believe in the Constitution backing martial law, just because they think it's the right thing to do, with so much chaos, with people rioting or starving in the streets. That's why I focus so much through my website on barter markets and alternative markets. If each city and each state started implementing their own localized economies based on gold, silver, and barter, then they'll have a system in place that protects them when the mainstream system collapses. That way, say I live in the state of Montana, say Montana already has its own alternative markets in place during a collapse. If a collapse occurs, we're all fine. We all have food. We're all trading. We have our own economic system. There's really no need for the military or anyone else, for that matter, to come into the state of Montana to save us. We've already saved ourselves, right? Really, we got to start pushing programs like that all over the country. Otherwise, even though it's wrong, there is some justification that could be used by DHS or FEMA to use the military on the American people.
Well, I think they will anyway. In fact, you want to see the precursor of what I think is coming. Andy and I talked about in the news segment over the last 2 weeks what happened in Louisiana, where their state government passed a law really through stealth means, which basically says you can't use cash at a place like a garage sale. Buying any secondhand goods must be done with a credit card or a check. And to me, this is a precursor of what's going to sweep the country, because the feds don't want an underground economy, even if it's legal. They don't want a system that is locally independent, like Catherine Austin Fitz is calling for and like you're just calling for now. I think the feds will resist this at every turn.
They have to keep the citizenry dependent upon the welfare of the government. They have to. Otherwise, if we're able to walk away, then they become obsolete. If we're able to implement our own systems, then there's no use for them anymore, and they just fade away, or they become violent. In either case, we win. If they fade away, we win. If they become violent, they expose their true intentions, their true tyranny, and our cause becomes more powerful. So they have to stop. They have to stop us from walking away.
I believe they're going to become violent, and I'll tell you why.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
They're going to become violent because they haven't spent this time, energy, and money implementing the surveillance grid and building up these privatized prisons, building the FEMA camps, if they weren't expecting to put a lot of us in them. They wouldn't be serving the globalists who openly write about depopulation to the extent of exterminating 90 to 95% of humanity. It's out there, folks. Google an article I wrote 2 years ago called Depopulation by Inoculation. And part one of that series talks specifically about the quotes from the globalists that people like Obama is serving. And I do see that if we try to go local, you better be prepared to fight in your community.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Johnny, do you have any parting comments here?
Well, I would just like to plug Rod Class if I could.
Go ahead.
Rodclass.com. That's like Hot Rod, Rod Class, like a classroom.com. And he's got all of his information out there, and he's encouraging study groups to come together locally and get the information up under the public. One point that I need to make here, if you do go forward with something like this, you need a group of witnesses. The bigger the group, the more effect you're going to have, because they can't shuffle you off and stick you in a cell somewhere if you've got 150 people standing there screaming to keep you out in the public. Follow me?
Or it certainly won't be as easy. I agree, Johnny. But Johnny, yeah. Thanks so much for your call, and please call again.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Well, he's Johnny has an excellent point, Brandon. I think that there is some measure of safety in numbers, but not total, as we've seen in Oakland and the abuse going on there by the Oakland PD. And I just wanted to ask you, too, what is your view of the Occupy movement?
Well, I mean, it's certainly the attempt is certainly being made to co-opt it towards an extreme leftist sort of movement. And, I mean, my view is a little bit more optimistic than a lot of other people in the, I guess, the general liberty movement, because I think I think some of these people can still be saved. I really think, you know, they're angry. They know there's a problem. They just don't understand the source of the problem. So I would really ask, you know, a lot of people out there in the liberty movement, you know, if you have the time, approach some of these people and you know, hand them some materials, give them a copy of Creature from Jekyll Island, talk to them about the Fed, you know, show them that this isn't just about Wall Street, you know, this is about the central banks, this is about, you know, globalism, and, you know, and they should be focusing on those issues as well.
Oh, I totally agree. Annie and I have talked about that. I'm sure you know about George Soros and MoveOn.org and how they have attempted to co-opt this movement and have done a pretty good job of it, although there is a counter-movement to that trying to redirect people to end the Fed, which I know is music to all of our ears. Anyway, Brandon, the time we have left, I wanted you to be able to tell people how they can follow your good work by going to your website. So tell us about that, please.
Sure. You can visit altmarket.com. That's ALT-market.com. I've been running that website for about a year now. We focus a lot on macroeconomic analysis, politics, but also barter and trade, and helping people across the country to meet with other people in their areas who are interested in barter and trade so that we can get this new alternative economy going to insulate ourselves from a collapse.
And the collapse is imminent. I agree with Mike Billington, our first hour guest. So I can't praise you enough for the good work that you're doing. And I do appreciate you, Brandon, taking the time to join us on this Sunday evening here on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Okay. Brandon Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Annie, two pretty riveting segments from two pretty knowledgeable guests tonight.
Yes, they were point on, they were direct, they didn't waste words. Good work they do.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you share Mike Billington's view that war is imminent?
I think so. I don't think they will let a good opportunity escape them. Plus, it would bring back the economy. What I have a problem with is we need to do something to make Congress, make the institutions, the corporations, bring jobs back to the state. Everything is farmed out overseas. We need to make them bring them back.
Well, I think there's only one thing that can do that. That's the reinstallation of tariffs.
How's that?
Well, if you put a tax on these foreign products coming in from China, Singapore, Malaysia, I really believe, Annie, that you can make them cost prohibitive. Nature abhors a vacuum, and we would see American manufacturing, A, either returning to this country, or B, you'd see new manufacturing appearing.
Okay, but during the interim, it would really raise our costs. But I see your answer to that. You're right.
We're not going to get out of this without some pain, my dear.
Yeah.
We are, you know, Glenn Beck has talked about this. Mike Savage has talked about it. And although I don't agree with Glenn Beck on a lot of things, I agree with him on one point that he makes, in that we didn't get into this problem overnight. We're in over our heads. The $1 quadrillion of derivatives debt, which is no more than a money game, a Ponzi scheme based on not real money, but just based on imaginary numbers placed on a computer ledger. I mean, the derivatives debt, Annie, is estimated to be 6.5 times the entire world GDP. There's no way we can pay this debt. 92% of Ireland's debt is due to the derivatives. It's about 90% of ours, and the same all the way through the rest of the European Union, not just Ireland. Any of these bankers have managed to throw the debt on top of what we normally have as a national debt. And they think that we're going to be able to, quote, bail them out, or they'll plunder us as long as we have money. It's like the $75 trillion. Anyway, we come back from the break, Annie. We're going to talk next week. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to our final segment of the evening. You've been listening to the Common Sense Show here on RBN, and I want to send out our collective thanks to Mike Billington and Brandon Smith for bringing their expertise to our show, and I certainly hope their words and encouragement will lead many of you to action, and that's what this network is about. It's not just about calling and complaining and identifying the latest crisis of the New World Order, because we know we're being run by incredibly evil people. We know that. And we know there's a beautiful planet out there filled with wonderful people. The vast majority of people are great people. Unfortunately, they're not running the planet now. These evildoers, to coin a George Bush term, do. And I hope that we can be moved to action. Annie, I want to finish my thought on the tariffs here real quick. The reason I think we need it is we can't compete in the United States with Walmart slave labor, Nike slave labor, Adidas slave labor. There are an estimated 30 million slaves in the world, and most of them work either in the labor bondage market or the sex slave trade. And when you get into the labor bondage market, American workers are not going to work for nothing. So we've got to protect our workers, and I think the way to do it is tariffs. I know it's protectionist. You can call me Taft. Hopefully I won't become as big as Taft. But you can criticize me all you want, but I don't know how else we're going to protect American workers. And I think once we restore a constitutional republic, that should be the first order of economic business for the Congress and the new president. Anyway, Annie, next week we have a riveting show, and I mean riveting. You do not want to miss this, ladies and gentlemen. We have on Tricia Springstead and Tricia James, and we're going to do an expose. And an expose is not just what's gone on in the Gulf. You know with that story. You know about Goldman Sachs. You know about the financial prepositioning, on and on and on and on. You know all that. What we're going to talk about is there a real threat to humanity based on what's going on in the Gulf? And the answer is absolutely there is. And we're going to unveil that in next week's show. First half hour, in the news segment next week, we're going to interview someone who's going to tell us all about who's behind what they call the Red Army of the Occupy movement. We're going to fully call them out and expose who they are. Well, Annie, another interesting set of guests. There seem to be no shortage of great Americans doing great work. And I just hope that this show and the other shows here on RBN and collectively across the planet, calling for people to rise up collectively as a humanity and control their destiny, claim their freedom, and take power away from the evil people who are desperately trying to plunge us into war and wreck the global economy. Let's just hope, Annie, that we've done a small part tonight in motivating a small segment of humanity to do just that.
One at a time.
That's right. Common Sense Show, saving America, one listener at a time. Hopefully, radio, saving America, all listeners at the same time. Go out and have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week. God bless.